Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 25th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac match up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. If you enjoy this video blog, please consider making a donation. Some viewers have already donated, many more of you haven't. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now, on with the report. For the past week and this week, Mercury has been together with Mars. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, therefore making decisions. Mercury is also the planet of communication, of discussion. Mars is the planet of haste and impatience and force. Mars is the planet of conflict. This combination of planets is not favorable for rational discussion, nor for finding consensus, nor for making an important decision. So, with this astrology pattern, it is no surprise that finding agreement on the Republicans' health care bill is turning out to be difficult. It is literally being forced through the Senate. Mars is the planet of haste. And since its details were made public last Thursday, there has been a huge outcry. The exact conjunction of Mercury, the planet of discussion and consensus, and Mars, planet of combat, will be on Wednesday, June 28th. So, we can expect plenty of argument this coming week, and the potential for coming to consensus is, shall we say, rather remote. Of course, there will be a lot of arm-twisting by the GOP leadership to garner enough votes to pass the bill before their July recess. Does it pass? Mercury doesn't get away from Mars until July 2nd. So, looks like the bill will fail this time around. As for what happens when Congress returns, well, Mars will again be with Mercury, but in the sign Cancer, sign of the public, starting July 11th, just in time for more protest, more disagreement, when Congress returns. For the past week, we've had Mercury together with Mars in Gemini. Mercury is the planet of communications and information, and therefore, the media. Mars is the planet of action and attack. Put them together and you get media action. Even attack by the media. Last week, the media went apeshit when, after the jury found the officer not guilty, the dash cam video of that policeman shooting Philando Castile was made public. All of the short conversation was clearly audible, along with the graphic video, showing how fast things got out of control on that fateful day. The media discussion verged on going out of control as well, over whether the cop should have gone free. On the very day that Mercury entered Gemini and joined Mars, popular TV comedian John Oliver let loose on the coal industry and Donald Trump for lying to the coal workers about bringing back their jobs. Oliver specifically targeted Bob Murray, the owner of the country's largest coal company, who promptly responded by suing Mr. Oliver and the HBO network, on which his weekly show appears, for libel. There was an election last week in Georgia to replace Tom Price, who, before he was named to the Trump cabinet, was the congressional representative of this reliably Republican suburb of Atlanta. It was a hotly contested election, seen as a test of the new GOP-controlled federal government, pitting a stalwart soldier of the Georgia Republican Party, Karen Handel, against a young upstart Democrat, John Ossoff, who had never held public office before. Here's the chart of the start of the voting. Mars, planet of conflict, is in Gemini, the most dual sign of the zodiac, in the first house. Thus, a sharply divided electorate. Although pundits predicted a very close outcome, the final tally favored Handel by 4%. In other words, the established order won. That's Saturn, retrograde, holding on in the seventh house of the chart and directly influencing Mercury, planet of making decisions. In other words, voting. But not all is well with Saturn, which is weak at 0 degrees Sagittarius. Despite winning the election, the Republicans' share of the total vote was greatly diminished from past elections in Georgia's 6th district, indicating considerably weaker support for the party compared to the past several decades. On June 9th, Jupiter ended its retrograde period and went back to normal forward motion. It takes Jupiter a few weeks to get moving, so for the month of June, it is basically stationary at 19 degrees Virgo. Stationary planets are strong. Jupiter, the planet of truth, justice, and the law, in the sign of details and analysis. Note, too, that in the USA chart, the Jupiter transit affects the 10th house, the house of the leadership. And so, in Washington, everyone is lawyering up. Last week, Vice President Pence hired a lawyer to represent him in the special counsel's Russia investigation. Note that this is a criminal defense lawyer. Of course, Trump has his own long-time lawyer, and now we hear that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, has himself hired a lawyer. Really, Trump's lawyer needs a lawyer, too, to protect him from the Russia probe, of course. And then, last week, comes the news that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has got himself a lawyer. I mean, really, America's top prosecutor now needs a lawyer to protect him from the scrutiny of an investigation that is being run by his own Department of Justice. Meanwhile, Jupiter, planet of truth and justice, will still be in Virgo, sign of details and analysis, until September. And now, a small favor. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos each week. And I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.